بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the things that Islam and religion and our imams, they want us to take care of it, is our social relationships, our friendships. And one of the ways to maintain good relationship with the people is that you do not judge people based on listening to one side. You have to listen to both sides. Whenever there is a conflict, there is a disagreement, there is a quarrel between a husband and wife, and if they want you to be the judge, you have to listen to both sides. Do not judge. Do not believe, even don't believe. If the husband comes and he tells you something, these are considered in Islam allegations, not facts. Even if he's the best person in the community, you treat what he tells you as allegations or sometimes accusations, not facts. Then you have to listen to his wife. You have to listen to the whole story. Don't listen to half of the story. Because Quran tells us listening to the half of the story will end you. It's going to end you in big trouble. You are not going to be fair. You are not going to be just. Don't believe anyone unless you listen to both sides. Whether two husband and wife, two neighbors, two friends, two co-workers, a father and a son, always listen to the whole story before you judge, before you say anything. Say, wait, I listen to you, I have to listen to the other side. Why? Because we in our DNA, we the humans, in our DNA, we tend to blame others. We don't take the blame. We are not ready to accept the responsibility. Wherever there is success, we claim it to ourselves. I was behind it. I did this. See, we have this successful thing because I was there. But whenever there is a failure, we run away. We blame others. This is our nature. This is our nature. So my friends, we have to listen always. We have to teach ourselves every single morning when we open our eyes that I'm not going to judge. When someone tells me something, complaining about someone, complaining about something, he has a grievance, I have to listen to both parties. I cannot say anything. I cannot even comment. I cannot say yes or no unless I listen to the whole story. Then either I say this or that. But before listening to the whole story, please Don't judge people. I've seen this in marriages. When marriages fall apart, the mother of the bride says something, the mother of the groom says something else, completely 180 degrees. I've seen it. I've seen two brothers. I've seen a father and a son. When they complain about each other, they say two completely different versions of the stories. So I learned, and we all learn, that we cannot judge. Sorry, I can't. I have to listen to both sides. اشتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. My friends, the society is overwhelmed with gossiping. With gossiping, with rumors. Do you know sometimes a rumor that spreads out, some people treat this rumor as a fact. Then after many years, they realize that was a rumor. And we were naive to believe that rumor. My friends, I tell you a story from the time of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Muawiyah, when he came to Damascus, he brainwashed people there. And he used to tell them that Ali ibn Abi Talib does not pray. He doesn't pray. He doesn't face the Qibla. So when Ali was killed in the mihrab, in the sanctuary, people said, how that happened? Why did Ali go to the mosque? Ali doesn't pray. How did he end up in the mihrab, being killed in the mihrab? People were shocked that we know Ali doesn't pray. So why he's in the mihrab? Why he's in the mosque? They treat that as a fact. These are rumors. And we have to lift ourselves up above the rumors. Don't be naive. Nowadays, in the past, the rumors would spread through the mouths. Nowadays, we have these devices with us. Someone has an agenda, he sends something, a clip, and then the naive people start to spread this. And it goes viral. Hundreds of thousands of people see the clip, they treat it as a fact, but it is not. It's not a fact. God says, you have to research, be careful, be very careful. Don't believe anything. Don't believe any picture, any movie, any news, any gossip, any rumors, unless God says you have to research first. You have to make sure. Don't treat anything as given unless you make sure that it is right. إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. تبين means you have to make sure. تبين. You have to research. You have to investigate. Spend some time. Say, I'm not going to listen to this. Even if I listen, I'm not going to believe it. Until I cross-examine. I take my time to cross-examine. Then I will say yes or no. فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة. Because God says, one gossip can destroy your whole society. The whole community is destroyed based on one gossip. One small gossip. Destroys the friendships of 40 years between two families because of one gossip. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. After that, you become remorseful, regretful. But after what? After the damage took place, you can't change it anymore. We have to be mature, more mature. These prayers and fasting and Quran and ibadat and lectures, they have one aim, one goal, to make us more mature. So in our behavior, in our comments, in our relationship, we are more careful, more careful. Be careful. اشتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. God says, stay away from all the conjecture, all of it, because part of it may be right. Or part of it may be wrong, but stay away from it. We have ilm. Ilm is solid knowledge, solid evidence. Imam Ali, one day, he was standing, speaking to his community. He said, my community, between truth and falsehood, four fingers. They said, what do you mean four fingers? How do you say? What is it? What do you mean? He said, between truth and falsehood, four fingers. He puts his hand here. He says, these are four fingers. This is your eyes. This is your ears. Sometimes you hear something, it is falsehood. Sometimes you see it with your eyes. becomes a truth. So you have to verify. You have to verify because your ears picks up all noises, left and right. Not everything your ears picks up, it means this is right. It could destroy you, destroy your friends, your community. Be careful. Ittaqullah. We have to be more careful nowadays and teach our children, don't believe in anything unless you verify. Unless you spend time verifying it. You have to spend time. Because you are a judge. Everyone is a judge. The judge is not only the one who's sitting on the bench. You are a judge too. And people always, they want to win your heart. So you stay on their side. Be very careful. Very careful. Iman is when I am careful. When I support, I have a solid reason for my support. When I am against, I have a solid reason. People should not take advantage of us. This is how we build our community stronger and happier, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow we have the Arabic session, Al-Jalsa Al-Arabiya Ghadan, Tabda Al-Salat, inshallah, Sabi'a Masa'an. And on Sunday, our young generation, they have their Quranic session, inshallah, here. And we have this group of Ziyara in December. If you want to join us, you are most welcome to Iraq and Iran, inshallah, to the Atabat. And also we are, as we do every year, we are raising money for the Zuwar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Ziyar of Arba'in. If you want to participate and help, this money is turned into food, clothing, and medicine, and some blankets sometimes. So if you want to contribute, you can see me and see Haj Samir and other friends. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.